Take a deep breath in. Let it out slowly. As you quiet your heart, remember this. God is not distant from the pain of the world. He sees every nation, every person, every place there is unrest. And right now, He is near to you and to every corner of creation. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1. Father, I come to you now, trusting that you are sovereign all over the earth. Nothing is outside of your sight or beyond your power. You are the King above every nation, the ruler above every authority, and your kingdom will never be shaken. Take a moment and in your own words, bring before God anything you've seen or felt about the brokenness in the world. Lord, you see every place where there is violence, division, fear, and injustice. You see the pain of families, the weight of uncertainty, and the longing for peace. Your word says that conflict comes from hearts that have turned from you. So we ask first that you would come and heal hearts. Jesus, reveal yourself in every place of unrest as the Prince of Peace. Where there is hatred, let your love break through. Where there is fear, bring courage through your presence. Where there is confusion, clearly shine your truth to hearts and minds. Your word says, in this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Father, let that truth rise above every headline and every fear that consumes my thoughts. You have already won, and your victory is our hope. Right now, think of a place or group of people that weighs heavily on your heart. Lift them to God by name or by need. Father, we pray for leaders across the world. Give them wisdom that comes from you alone. Humble their hearts to seek justice and peace. Remove pride, fear, and selfish ambition, and replace them with a desire to serve and protect those in their care. God, we pray for your church. Unite your people across nations, cultures, and differences. Make us one, just as you are one. Let your body of believers be a light in the darkness, a people marked by love, unity, compassion, and truth. And Lord, we pray for those who oppose one another. Where there is division, bring reconciliation. Where there is bitterness, plant seeds of forgiveness. You have given us the ministry of reconciliation. So let your gospel go forth and soften even the hardest hearts. Now take a moment to ask God how He might use you to carry His peace into your circle of influence. your conversations, your prayers, and your responses. Father, we trust that you are at work even when we cannot see it. Your word says that what was meant for evil can be used for good. So we ask you to redeem what is broken. Bring beauty from the ashes, Lord. Let your name be lifted high in every place where darkness has tried to take hold. Jesus, right now our hearts and minds are heavy from the turmoil that seems never ending. But we fix our eyes on the hope you have given us that one day people from every nation, tribe, and language will stand before you, united in worship. Let that future shape how we pray today. Take a final deep breath in. Exhale slowly. Let your heart rest for a moment in the truth that God is both present in the chaos and faithful to bring restoration. Father, thank you that you are our refuge, our peace, and our hope. Help us trust you more than what we see, hear, or read. Make us people who carry your presence into a hurting world. We want to be agents of your peace, ambassadors of your love, and witness to the power of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
If today's prayer helped you slow down and connect with God, I think you'll love our First 15 podcast. It's a simple, daily way to start your day with God's Word, worship, and reflection. Just search First 15 wherever you listen and make it part of your morning rhythm.